Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 133. Today, Tristan writes in with the express purpose of keeping the show going with some questions. Thank you very much, Tristan. It is always fantastic to hear from you. It's a highlight of my day when I get an email from you in one of my feedback boxes. So you write in with a couple of questions, and they're both pretty short, so I'm going to try to do them both in one episode here. Question number one. You say,
I work as a PhD student, meaning my workday is essentially reading and writing. You mentioned needing to shift gears from fiction to nonfiction. How do you do both of those?
Well, Tristan, for me, shifting gears largely involves disengaging my critical brain, and I mean particularly my analytical brain. You might have noticed that these episodes, though they tend to wander a bit, are all fairly structured. They start from point A, they go to point Z, they cover some ground in between, and they wind up being remarkably coherent, considering the fact that I almost always answer these questions on the fly with no notes. The reason that I'm able to do that is that I've been doing debate and disputation and writing essays and living in a non-fictional world since I was a very young kid. My father was a college professor, and I grew up sort of steeped in rhetoric. And so organizing my thoughts and analyzing stuff on the fly is something I've had a lot of practice at. The disadvantage of that is that when it comes to fiction, a heavily analytical mind can be a real disadvantage because it exercises veto power on ideas and impulses before they have chance to reach a kind of creative maturity. So in my case, the trick to shifting gears is in turning off the analytical brain as much as possible. Almost always, doing something that is fun and joyful will help. Play with my dog, have a glass of tea, take a walk on the beach. Those kinds of things are usually very helpful and will reset me very well. So typically, I completely forget that those are on the table, and I get stuck sometimes playing Tetris, which doesn't help at all. Because I'm like, oh, it's fun, it's a game. Yeah, it's a game, but it's a puzzle game, so it keeps my analytical mind engaged, which is totally counterproductive. Another set of things that I've found works really well for me, and actually is very reliable, so I do them more frequently, is music and films. So I'm one of these weirdos that can watch a movie in the background while I'm writing fiction. And what happens is that my analytical mind watches the movie and my creative mind writes the fiction. It does make the words come out at a snail's pace because no one truly multitasks. What happens is you're rapidly switching between one and the other. And when that's working, eventually I will lose focus totally on the film and get focused deep into my writing, but that can take a couple hours sometimes. Music for me is a lot more reliable. I'll construct a playlist that reflects the mood of the story that I'm writing. This doesn't always work to start a story with, but once I've got an idea of what's going on, I'll construct a playlist that reflects the mood or that evokes in me the feelings that I think are appropriate for the story. I get lost in music. Music turns off my analytical brain entirely unless I'm actually performing it or composing it. And even then, my analytical brain is only in there for structural things. So music, I've found, is wonderful. Sometimes it'll be rock opera, sometimes it'll be classical. When I'm doing Antithesis, it's a lot of science fiction soundtracks and Midnight Oil and U2, because those are all really evocative and emotionally twisty for me and that sort of thing. The scene in the first Antithesis book with the cult. And by the way, those of you who haven't listened to the podcast or read the book, I'm talking to Tristan this way because I know that he knows the story very well, based on our past contact over at the other podcast. But there's a scene in one of my early books where one of the protagonists meets up with a really interesting alien-worshipping cult, and kind of get sucked into one of their cultic rituals. And that entire sequence, I basically had Three Dog Night's Shambhala on a loop, because that for me evoked the sense of what the character was feeling as he encountered these people that were so far out of his experience that they seemed to promise him an escape from the doldrums of his life. And that is what I wanted that sequence to feel like. So that's an example of how I sort of apply the clutch to switch mental gears. There's any number of other ways you can do it. A lot of people create particular rituals for doing it, anything that marks the distinction and times in your own head. Feel free to experiment around, but I'm hoping this kind of gives you some ideas. And since this has run so long, I'm going to go ahead and deal with the second question in the next episode. So Tristan, and everybody else, I will see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.